Recording, let's see.
Okay.
Well, wait, where? There it is. Okay.
Me, Raymond's connecting. Okay, Raymond's on. Let's go ahead and call the meeting to order and do roll call.
Okay. Director Phillips.
Here.
Director Cooper.
We got old Raymond on twice.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
I had to get on. It wouldn't let me unmute myself. I think Cammy had to do that.
Okay. You're here. And then Chairman Doyle.
Here. Sounds like we got a quorum. Cammy, introduction of the guests.
We do not appear to have any guests this evening.
None. Okay. Adjustments and approval of the agenda. The only adjustment I'd like to make in talking with Jeff Carter, our legal counsel, is we'd like to remove the need for closed session item number 13.
I can't wait for that. Are you guys still there?
Say that again, Kevin.
I was going to ask Jeff if we needed a motion, but it sounds like Raymond has a question on that.
No, the chair, without objection, if there's no objection, the chair can do it. If there's an objection, then the alternative would be to call a motion.
I would like to just pop in the closed session and just touch base, if that's okay, on one of the things we talked about last meeting.
Okay.
Okay, so we will go ahead and keep that on the agenda if everybody's okay with that. Kevin, do you want to vote, or are you okay with that?
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Okay. Let's move along to public comment.
No public.
Okay. No presentations. Let's move on to the consent agenda.
I make a motion to approve.
Got a motion to approve the consent agenda. Do I hear a second?
I can second it.
Okay. Any discussion on it? Any public comment? Oh, I actually, Cammy, I had a question on item 5.2. Is the rate increase reflected in those January billings, or will that pick up in December, February?
No, they are reflected in the January billing as of January 1st.
Thank you. Okay, we got a motion and a second. Ask questions no further. Let's go ahead and take a vote on item 5.
Director Phillips.
Aye.
Director Cooper.
Aye.
Chairman Doyle.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, let's move on to the regular agenda. We have no items that were removed from the consent agenda, so we can move along to general administrative business, item 7. The first one is the correspondence. We got a couple of them this month.
Yeah. I just included, and we kind of touched on it last time, but I included it because it came in before the agenda was posted last time, which was the correspondence from Pat Button regarding the water tank, but we had kind of addressed it even in last meeting, but I just wanted it in the agenda for the record in case he was here and had any additional comments, but we clarified that. That it wasn't a drinking water tank, it was more a pressure tank. And then I just wanted to include some information from PG&E. They were scheduled to transition to the new time of use rates. That's Kevin, he's
yeah.
been home. And so a couple of our locations will be using the peak day pricing. I don't know how that will affect our bills, but just know that's where they fall. And then a couple.
Kemi, you might need to unmute Kevin. I don't know if he's.
He's a host. He should be able to.
I got.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, okay. I got it.
Okay. Sorry.
That's okay.
That letter's gone out to every ratepayer in the state. Do we have a contact person that we normally use at PG&E?
No, not specific. Mike may have had to track someone down because there was an issue with one of the power poles. So I can ask him if he did. Did you have a question or a thought?
Well, like we have an ag liaison with PG&E that looks at the rates that we're paying, and the new tiered system is devising a plan right now on which plan to stay on and which plans to change. And I'm wondering if they provide that as a service to government agencies. Kevin, do you guys have a contact at PG&E for electric?
Yeah, I did, and I can't think of who it is, but there should be a customer liaison for government agencies, especially water districts that are big suckers of power, that you should be able to contact. If I find it, I will shoot it over to you, Cammie.
Okay.
Would it be on our bill? Can we call the 800 number, and would they have a link to it?
I'll call. The bill is just kind of the standard bill that you get in the mail, but I'll call the 800 number to find who we could talk to.
Yeah.
Ours was Paul Moreno or Marino, but I believe we got transferred a little while back, but I do believe he still works there. He probably could find out who our customer rep should be.
Okay.
And it'd be good to touch base with them to just say, you know, sometimes they'll look at your bill and figure out if you're on the right tier. I mean, it's a little bit of a conflict of interest calling PG&E to see if you're on the right rate tier, but it's always good because the customer, the person that the liaison always seems to be a little bit of an advocate. So it might be good just to bounce it off them.
No, especially with one of our wells, it's really expensive each month, especially during the summer. So if we're going to go to a peak pricing. But Mike needed to know who to talk to anyway, so I'll see if he ever tracked that down for the power pole, what it was kind of leaning on the site. So it would be good to know who that is.
Okay.
So that was just all for informational purposes, but I will follow up and contact our liaison and see if there's something, any changes that can be made.
Sounds great. Let's move along to item 7.2.
Okay. Per your request at the last meeting, the board's request to identify and kind of reassign and reappoint people to the various committees that the district has, including we have talked about and had an operations committee, an administrative / management committee internally to Durham, as well as the Vina GSA board.
Yeah, so what was it? We had myself on the finance and budget. We had Raymond on the technical, and Kevin was on the administration.
I'm not sure what we had called them in the past. Raymond being a kind of operations and technical, yes. And then, yeah.
Okay, well, it seemed like when we needed to, those worked out very well. I don't know if somebody wants to change a committee or move or adjust or anything, but Raymond, Kevin, do you guys have any problems with keeping the same structure that we've had in the past, just reformalizing it?
Nope.
I don't either, unless somebody has a burning desire to jump on the Vine GSA. I'm happy to stay there, or I'm happy to give somebody else a turn, however you guys want to do it.
After that 3.5 hour meeting the other night, I think I'd like to keep you exactly where you are.
I think it was a little more than 3.5 hours. I think it was 45. 3.75.
Oh my God. And then the best was, you know, we're into it for however many hours, and then Evan Tuchinski goes, well, I was planning just to allow us one more hour. I'm like, what? Yeah, what? Oh, it was classic. So I would be happy with keeping everything the same, if it's okay with you guys.
I agree.
So what I have down is operations / technical would be Raymond. Budget / financial, I guess, Matt, is what we would call it, and that would be you. And then Kevin, administrative. And then for the Vine GSA, it would be Raymond as primary and you, Matt, as the alternate.
That works for me.
Do we need to make a motion?
It wouldn't hurt, yes. Okay. Committees are appointed by the chair, but since it's by consensus chair, it'd be appropriate to call a motion to approve the appointment of those persons to those committees.
So moved.
We got a motion. And seconded. We got a second. Any discussion?
I'd just like to say, Matt, that I think you're doing an outstanding job as El Presidente, and I seriously appreciate you taking on that role.
Well, thank you, Raymond, and I have newfound respect. I have newfound respect for you on the Vine at GSA board. So if I ever if I ever make fun of you, I'll apologize right now. Thank you. So we got a motion and a second. We've had discussion. Let's go ahead and vote.
Director Phillips.
Here. Yes.
He's here too.
Director Cooper.
Aye.
Chairman Doyle.
Aye. Here. All right. Let's go to item 7.3.
So in your packet, there are nominations for the LAFCO. They're calling for nominations for the LAFCO Commission, one for regular non-enterprise member and one for alternate enterprise / non-enterprise member. They provided a list of all of the non-enterprise and enterprise special districts within the county, and they don't have a list. It would just be they're not doing a formal ballot. They're just requesting a written nomination letter. I'm not sure. So I don't know if anyone has anyone in mind.
Can I nominate Pat Button?
This is to LAFCO, so it has to be one of our directors.
Oh. I mean, does anybody have any thoughts on this of who we can?
Yeah, I have no. I mean, is Lando on there from the non-enterprise? Is that where he is, or is he on there at all as an alternate or something?
I think he is, but if he isn't, that would be a good choice.
Yeah, I agree.
He's with a card, so that's a non-enterprise.
And then we have Paradise has somebody on there from Paradise Parks and Rec. I'm drawing a blank on his name though right now. Yeah, it's kind of tough because they don't give us actual
a list of names.
A list of names, yeah. Raymond, do you have any thoughts on this one?
No, not particularly.
I could care less.
It's not the LAFCO board, right? What?
That is the board, right?
It is the board.
Yeah, it is for the commission. There are two special district representatives on LAFCO.
One's a regular non-enterprise, and the other's an alternate for either of enterprise or non-enterprise.
Yeah.
And I believe Lando sits on the alternate right now.
I think you're right, Kevin.
And then Ed McGreen sits as the non-enterprise member, and he's from Paradise Parks and Rec. And I think he's been supportive of, he's been supportive of my issues. So I don't know what how supportive of Durham issues he is, but he seems to be in the right mindset to from a LAFCO standpoint.
Is there an advantage to us to having one of us on the commission? I mean,
yep.
Any change of organization or creation of new special districts is a subject matter for LAFCO to act upon. I understand coming up in the near future will be a municipal services review for the city of Orrville, which will take in all of Orrville and all of the districts that serve Orrville. So it was hard fought to get two special district representatives on LAFCO back when LAFCO was being formed back in the 70s and early 80s. And so we're one of the few LAFCOs with two special district representatives on it. Most are just county and city representatives. So if any one of you is so inclined,
how long is the term and what time do they meet?
I believe it's a 2-year term.
It's a 4-year term.
It's Wednesday mornings or it's one morning early in the morning.
Yeah.
And we would only be eligible for the alternate.
Yes, exactly.
But I don't think I could serve on it based on my current employment.
Yeah. Would Raymond be conflicted too, potentially? As an employee?
No, you're applying. You're an employee of the county. Would you have a conflict of interest? No. Most of the matters involving the county before LAFCO would be organizational, would not be interdepartmental. It would be countywide. The worst they can say is no, you have a conflict of interest. I don't see it as being a conflict.
Yeah, I'm thinking it just might be too tough catching the morning yeah. meeting. So I'll pass.
And Raymond, I think the heavy lifting is going to be starting with the GSA, find a GSA here shortly.
Yeah, over the next year, getting the plan drafted. So just Tom, do we want to just nominate the two that are there, Tom and Paradise?
Yeah, Al McGreen.
Al McGreen.
Yep.
Yeah, he's very good.
Yep.
Is that a paid position?
Well, if it is, I think it's a stipend.
Yeah.
I hear the Christmas parties are fun, though.
Oh, really?
Just kidding.
you almost had Matt, right?
Matt was ready to sign up.
D-O-Y-L-E. Well, that's okay. So, is that the only item on that to submit on?
Yeah.
Do we don't need a vote, do we, Jeff?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll prepare a letter or have Jeannie prepare a letter.
Great. Okay, let's move along to item 8, the water operations business.
So Mike, unfortunately, is on kid duty, and so he is not here. He just had for item 8.1A, just the daily log for last month, there wasn't much activity. The recent valve fix will be in February's daily log, so we can talk more about that. Although I think Jeannie shared with you, as Matt had indicated earlier, that the kudos that Mike did get for that shut off this month. But it's just pretty routine for January, as indicated in his log. I don't know if you had any questions regarding his log, just the normal daily checks.
I don't have any. It looks pretty routine.
Okay. And then I did for item 8.1B, I just wanted to get it on the agenda because, never mind. B is just, I haven't heard from the fire, from Cal Fire, but I wanted to keep it on the agenda. I'll follow up with them or have Jeannie give them a call to see so we can just get something coordinated. I know, Kevin, you had indicated that they would be contacting me. I haven't heard from them yet, but I will follow up with them. So, but Mike still wanted that on the agenda as well, just so we don't, it doesn't fall off our radar.
Because they signed up and said they'd do that, Kevin, is that correct?
Say that again.
They said that they do the fire hydrant stuff for us, right?
Yeah. So, oh, right. Yeah, we need to put that. I need to talk to Garrett about getting a representative over to get that hammered out. So, yes, we definitely want that agendized for March, and I will make sure that I coordinate with them. They were supposed to contact you, and obviously they haven't, so I'll follow up with Garrett tomorrow on that.
Okay. Is that something you want me to have Mike touch base with them?
Let me get contact Garrett first, because that over at the firehouse in Durham, there's a rotation, and so they're not always up to speed on kind of the management decisions. Okay. So I'll touch base with Garrett and see where that's at.
Okay. All right. Then for item 8.2, water operations contract with Culligan, it expires in April. So I just wanted to get that on the agenda, remembering that Mike took over those contracts of Culligan. So the renewal would be with Mike if we want to continue, obviously, for another year or however we want to word that. So I just wanted to get it on the agenda, if there were any changes, additions that we wanted to make, just so that we can have the discussion. I will say, when I talked to Mike this evening, he's happy with the work that he's doing here. The schedule seems to be working out. He's able to bill for the extra time that's beyond the 40 hours for any, repairs and things that are beyond the normal daily operations. So he's pretty content.
I'd like to consider giving him a raise. I think he's done an outstanding job. He's way better than I was expecting. Maybe that's something we can talk about in committee, or I mean, I think he's maybe not quite Kevin O'Shea caliber, but he definitely is putting the time in and responding well to the customers.
Yeah, we haven't had any negative on any website or anything since he's been in the field. And, that in this day and age with social media, that goes a hell of a long way. And I don't know where, I really don't have a good feel for where he's at, Raymond. So maybe, I don't know if you guys want to take it up in committee or what, but maybe come back with a proposal of So one question before we do that is our contract with Culligan or with Mike?
Our contract is with Culligan of Chico. However, Mike has purchased that portion of their business. So he has taken it on, but right now the contract is with Culligan.
But the new contract will be with Sierra Water with Mike, right?
Yeah. Right.
We were uncertain of Mike early on, and so we wanted the umbrella of Culligan when we contracted initially. So that's why our contract's with Culligan.
And Mike didn't have the right cert, too, I believe.
Yeah. Yes. He didn't have the level 3 or whatever.
Yeah. But he does now.
Does he have adequate insurance? You've checked all that out as well?
Yeah, I have his certificate of insurance.
Well, why don't you guys come back with a proposal and maybe we can look at that, Raymond. If you've got ideas, maybe you guys can have a committee meeting on that. Or are you prepared to do something now? Or,
well, not exactly, because I'd like to double check what his rate is and what his rate is now, and look at what we were paying Kevin after his first bump up, and I think I'd like to do just a little bit of legwork before. We propose any numbers, but how about I touch base with Cammy when I get back, and then we'll make a proposal.
Okay.
That sounds great.
So are you saying you're still in Hawaii? Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, I'll turn on the video and after we get done with the meeting, if you want. It's pretty crazy. I'm watching two humpbacks right now over the top of the screen splashing in the water behind the hotel.
that's awesome.
Who's gonna come sign the check?
Kevin's not a signer, is he?
I don't think so.
When do you get back, Raymond?
Thursday night.
Okay, we'll hold them.
Till Friday morning.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so we'll schedule something when you get back then, Raymond?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Do you need me to sign on Monday or on Friday morning, or can you sign, Cammy?
I did not put myself as a signature on the check.
Okay.
So, yeah, when you come back.
All right, I'll put that on my list first thing Friday morning.
Okay. If Jeannie's not here, I'll schedule a time to meet you here.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else on that one?
No.
Okay, Cammy, thank you for that. Let's go to item 9, the attorney report. Jeff.
Nothing to report other than what we'll discuss in closed session, and to remind you that if you haven't had within the last 2 years your sexual harassment and ethics training, you need to get that scheduled. I suspect Kevin has, and Raymond, you probably have.
Yeah, Raymond has provided his form.
Okay, so Matt, you might be the only one.
So Matt, we will be doing something for the Vina GSA. For the shack and the board that you can participate on as well in.
Yeah, please forward it to me.
Okay.
There's a more difficult one. Unfortunately, it would require dinner at Almendra for four, but you can always avail yourself of the more flexible scheduling one too.
Let me think about that one.
Tell me too, do the form 700s get sent to you, or is that something that you guys fill out?
They come to the district usually, and you distribute them.
I haven't received them. I don't know if I would have gotten
them. And I sometimes get an email about it too, but I haven't seen anything.
Okay.
Those are the ones that make you state in very broad general categories what your investments are, what your property ownership is, just so anybody who wanted to see if you had a conflict of interest to go to that form, which is a public record.
And if you can do it online, that's the ticket. I mean, it has your old one saved from last year, and you just basically can whip right through it in a matter of minutes.
Okay.
All right, Jeff, thank you. Let's go to item 10, Cammie on the manager's report.
I just wanted to say that I've been training Jeannie this last three weeks, and everything's going well. So I think it has worked out. It's amazing. So it has taken a lot of stuff off of my plate. She's enjoying it. So she really likes the work. And I think, you know, in the next, by the time we get through water bills this month, she'll at least have had to do almost everything once, and then just all the different questions that come up that you can't really train for. But so I'm very happy about that. So she's kind of been here Monday through Thursday for about 6 hours each day, sometimes a little more in the morning, and sometimes until about 4 in the afternoon. And then I kind of do a little overlap and stay till 5 on the Tuesdays and Thursdays. So I'm very happy. She had a board meeting for KZFR tonight, so she couldn't join us, but I think won't always be a conflict in the future. So she'll get on with us in one of our meetings. So
good. That's great to hear. I'm glad she's enjoying it. And has she participated in the office hours as well?
Yeah. So she's been fielding calls and responding to calls. She has been posting. She helped with the valve when we had to shut down the water for the valve. She made the door hangers. We got something on Facebook. She's an admin on the Facebook page. I had her post some stuff on Nextdoor, and she's learning the website component as well. So it's great.
Excellent. All right, good. Thanks for the update on that.
So the next thing is, and I just included it in your packet, the state compensation insurance fund is now going to do an audit of our workers' compensation insurance rating. So I think that was a result of me calling to see if we needed to do anything for adding Jeannie. And of course, it's been waived all these years for however many years. Of course, I called, and it's now they sent us a form that they're going to audit us. So that information is due, I think it's the 21st, and which is a Sunday. So we'll pull that information together. I actually think Kristen may have had to do it in 2019. I saw something in one of the folders, but we should be able to pull all of that data together.
All right.
And I sent it to Jeff to review as well. There wasn't any. Did you have any?
It's and Kevin, you probably have gone through one or two of these in your past jobs. They're just making certain if we have people who are working for us who probably are employees, but we're calling them something else. To avoid paying workers' comp on them, that's what they're looking for. I think the forms, I've looked at the forms, I think that they can be answered pretty easily. And really up until Jeannie.
We've had Carolyn and Barbara were the last, and Denzel were the last employees. And so I think there was some information, but our premium is based on the payroll amount. So I was glad that I had called, because I did indicate to them that it would increase because we did have Jeannie. So, she didn't think that there was a change to our premium amount because it goes up to a certain amount. But I think it's good just to confirm all that so that we're covered.
That sounds good.
I just don't like the word audit.
It's not a good thing to hear.
Yeah, so I'm not going to call the IRS, even if you ask me to.
Never ask a question. Wait for them to ask or your aunt.
So you're calling for a friend.
Yeah. I'm calling for my friend Matt Doyle.
Yeah. Jeff Carter Law. You're just. all right. Sounds good. Anything else on your report?
Nope. That's it.
All right. Let's move to the Vina GSA.
So as you know, Matt, you participated in the workshop. So we had the GSA meeting, which was a workshop format on February 10th. It went to about 9:15, between 9 and 9:15. The consultants provided just all sorts of background about the different components of the GSP, the plan that we'll be preparing. And much of that, Raymond, the information you had already seen in from previous presentations, just kind of that overview. This was a little more detailed and provided a summary of much of the information that had been shared with the SHAC over this last few months. There was, there was a little additional information and just on how some of the sustainable management criteria would apply or impact perhaps different groundwater wells and things like that. The whole workshop is recorded. It is online if you wanted to watch it.
Well, that's what I was planning on doing. maybe I can watch it at double speed.
Yeah,
you can.
You better do triple speed.
Yeah. So you actually might be worth, going through and seeing many of the graphs you'll recognize, but there are a few slides that I hadn't really seen before that I thought helped put some information into context. So mm-hmm. I thought that was good.
There are two points that seem to be focused on kind of recurring themes through the meeting. And one was the interaction between the deep aquifer and the shallow aquifers and the flow of water between them. Many of the measurements came from the deep aquifer. There was concern about that. Because the immediate concern is to shallow draft wells. The other concern was on the base year. The consultants appeared to be leaning towards 2015 as the base year for measurements. The problem was, of course, 2015 is it was what, the third year of a four-year drought. So there was a lot of debate about whether that was a good year to use for your sustainable management criteria. One person volunteered that perhaps it ought to be, I think the alternative year would be
2030.
She felt that we were basically dumbing ourselves down to the lowest it could be and saying that anything above that's an improvement, when in fact what we ought to be looking at is a normal year when we have fairly average elevations. So my takeaway, and I have to admit I got up and walked out after 3 hours and 15 minutes. My observation is that those two topics are going to be big discussions as we go into the future.
Okay.
And then the stakeholder advisory, the SHAC, met this morning at 9, and kind of there was discussions again about what was presented. Some of the SHAC members discussed how there was a lot of detail in the workshop that they felt that they hadn't really covered or voted on. So there was a discussion more about how we build some consensus. The other topic that continually comes up in the SHAC is the interbasin coordination between us and all the other basins. And so there is some summary notes that the staff has provided, staff being Butte County, and those will be going up on the website. But today was just kind of, they talked about the legal implications of the, what is that? My brain is blanking about, artificial recharge. And so there is a whole handout about that. And Valerie Kincaid, the legal counsel for the GSA, provided some more information on that. So there's always lots of discussion about the schedule and the timing. People feel like we're moving too fast. It's not it's a lot of information that we still need to get through, but it's just reminding the group that we are mandated to complete our GSP by January 31st of 2022. So we have less than a year. That hasn't changed. The timeline hasn't changed. So I am wondering though, and I have some information in our CIP, but would it be beneficial or perhaps you all know, the kind of the status of our wells and the depth of our wells, and have we ever really done how much we can pump, what our, with our population and our district boundaries, how much water we could actually pump and serve for the district. And if some kind of summary or research into that, so that we know what we're truly representing and when our decisions, when the staff or the board will be making decisions that would affect the district.
Is that part of the VINA GSA requirements that you'll have to baseline your wells, or are they just going to use the identified sites? Is that where the baseline is going to be created and the measurements will be happening?
The baseline will be the theoretical ideal. And the actual readings will be our deviations from the baseline to show whether we're approaching sustainability or we're losing sustainability.
And the other thought is that, so once you have that criteria, yes, some more shallow wells may be impacted by, the baseline. However, then you'll have projects and essentially kind of mitigation measures, PMAs that will allow and programs that we could, one of the programs could be a deepening well program, that there would be funds for that for people. So, there's essentially, you'll set a baseline, and then as people are impacted by that, then there'll be essentially kind of mitigation or programs that we would be identified to mitigate those impacts for others. So we have to, think of all the possible issues. But I don't know the status of our wells and the depth of our wells. And I don't know if that's something that's readily available to the board or if you know it. I think it's in the West Yost CIP from 2008. I was going to pull that out and look at it, but it might be something worth reviewing.
Yeah, just from my perception, I think the depths of our wells are decent. I think that they're pretty deep. My suggestion from a Durham irrigation standpoint is to really understand what our true effect of the basin is, mm-hmm. based on all of the ag users around us. Obviously, we have a cone under our side of things, but really, how much are we truly pumping out of the ground versus the other ag users? And I think that's the unknown, right? They're not monitoring. We actually have a mechanism for monitoring somewhat, because we have metered systems mostly around the town, and we're actually taking calculations from our wells because it's based on water production. So I think that it has to go further into discussion about firm yield associated with DID than it would be a lot of other places that are not surrounded by major ag pumpers that are creating this depression.
Right. And Mike said, you know, we have that, as you just said, Kevin, the data on how much water at least we pull out. And so we can kind of track that as well. I think just having a bigger picture of our use and then the surrounding uses, ag users, and maybe even, I don't know what the water supply assessment for the one development project probably really looked at that or should have. I'm forgetting the name of the development.
Midway Estates.
Yeah, not Midway Estates, though. Keeney, is it?
Oh, the Keeney property. Okay. Yeah, and with today's building standards too, the amount of water being required for a new construction is much, much less than it was just 10 years ago. So
right.
I can only imagine it's a blip on the radar versus having a full orchard out there.
Right. Well, and that was their argument, even in that water supply assessment, wasn't it? That that a residential subdivision uses less water than an almond orchard.
Yep, definitely.
So.
Okay. Anything else on the Vina GSA?
No, I typically put next month's meeting dates in there. I forgot. So it was actually, it's the same. It's March 10th and March 16th.
Oh, at 5:30 p.m. and 9 to 12?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. Let's move on to the director's comments. Anyone want to address the board? Any of the board members want to address anything that's not on the agenda?
I want to say aloha.
Aloha. Aloha to Raymond.
No, to all.
Oh.
Mahalo.
Mahalo. Raymond?
Yeah.
Anything from your end?
Hold on. I got to see if I can get the camera to go.
Okay.
Stand by.
Okay.
Are you in your Speedo? That's all I want to know.
Well, let's just say I haven't had to put any underwear on today.
Oh, too much information.
Awesome. Are you on the clothing optional beach?
I'll remind you that we're
Raymond, after your
last. We're still being recorded, huh?
After your last sexual harassment class, I think you need a refresher.
Nope, just in my swim trunks. That's all. They got built-in underwear.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
See your camera.
Still not seeing.
Well, he's looking. Is it just my imagination, or has this meeting actually been fun to attend and proceeded much more quickly than our usual meetings where we have participants?
Yeah.
Yeah, no special guest. Okay. Uh-oh, here he goes.
There he goes.
He's got to go to his different phone.
This is his burner phone.
This is the one he leaves at Empire.
Yep.
When I turned the camera on, it kicked me off. Let me see here. Oh,
Raymond. Raymond! There's
my new Hanu shelled shades from today's trip to town.
Nice.
Been doing my best to support the local economy here.
Nice.
And you can see behind me, that's our
chalet.
Bang. And I'll just kind of do a little 360 here. If you look behind me that way, that is the ocean.
Oh, nice.
A pool down there and beach access. And we've been snorkeling every day. There's turtles down there and lots of fish. And this is the courtyard here, and back behind me is a heated pool and barbecue area.
What island are you on?
We're in Maui on Napili Shores.
Oh.
So it's really pretty nice. I mean, I've never been to Hawaii before, and it's nice. Yeah, it's different there. It's everything they say.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. Looks beautiful.
Oh, don't do that.
Are you trying to make us jealous? Do
that. Awesome.
That looks great, Raymond.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then we've done a couple little boat trips, and we went out to the Molokini Crater yesterday and snorkeled around out there, and then went on a little sunset booze cruise. It was pretty fun, and did a luau, and then yesterday afternoon we took a drive up the coast, and you guys ever hear of the Nakalele blowhole?
It's, I've been there.
Yeah, man, that thing is crazy. Oh my God. So Ben and I hiked all the way down to the to it, you know, and of course stayed a safe distance. But yeah, I mean, it shoots water 70 feet in the air. It's
holy
crazy.
Cow.
Yeah. And you don't want to stand near it. It'll somebody a couple years ago got sucked in it. But there's all kinds of warning signs and things, but yeah, it's been pretty fun.
That looks great. All right. Well, thanks for the update, Raymond. I guess now we can proceed into closed session. So
we still have to announce it, right?
Yes.
Okay. Still announce as normal, and then I'll.
Should I read the paragraph, yes. Jeff?
Okay. Yes.
Pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9D4, conference with legal counsel, initiation of litigation, facts and circumstances that might result in litigation, but which the district believes are not yet known to a potential plaintiff or plaintiffs, which facts and circumstances need not be disclosed. The Board of Directors is deciding whether to initiate litigation, one case.
All right, we're recording again.
The board considered the matter in closed session, and after brief discussion, no action was taken.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Let's go ahead and adjourn. I think we're all good. Thank you, everybody.
Enjoy, Raymond.
Raymond, have another beer for me, okay?
Go ahead and surf, Raymond.
See you guys.
See you guys.
Aloha. Hello. Thanks, everybody. Hey, Cammie, do you want me to come down tonight or wait until Raymond gets back?
Your choice. We can schedule. I can tell you, or if you want to swing by tomorrow, Jeannie will be here in the morning.
I'll swing by tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, guys.
Good night.
Take care. Bye. See you, Raymond.
All right, see ya.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye, guys.